Well, I hadn't been ill, apart from high blood pressure, but I just thought, oh, that's one of those things. Most men suffer with high blood pressure sometime or other. But the diabetes was quite a shock, and I was, I suppose, disappointed, really. I'd led what I call a fairly healthy life, certainly for the last, all through the 80s. I'd been playing sport, I'd been really quite active and had a sensible diet. I thought sensible. Not to say I didn't have the odd biscuits, cake, that sort of thing, but I didn't feel a lot. So it was quite a... And I remember the doctor going through it all and saying that we've got to keep now blood pressure under control and all that sort of thing. And that became more of a fight to get the blood pressure under control. But he gave me tablets. I think it was glibenclamide was the first tablets that I had. And this was after that. And I had to take, I think it was one or two a day. I can't remember now, but I think it might have been only one. But I had this glibenclamide tablet, and I went into Wallingford, which is just down the road, on a Saturday morning to do some shopping. And I felt really ill and shaky. And so I went back to the doctor. And actually, while I was in the doctor's surgery, this was on the Monday, I managed to get back into the doctor. While I was in the surgery, I had all this symptoms again of shaking and feeling quite unwell. I now know it was the glibenclamide, and I didn't need glibenclamide. I could actually control the diabetes with diet. And so what I'd had in those early days, I think, was a hypo. But didn't know it, because these things weren't really explained to you very well at the doctor's surgery. And it's not, I suppose it is a criticism that they didn't tell you all of the things that might happen to you. So you were totally unaware, didn't really know anything. And that's when one of the things I did do after that was sign up to Balance, the diabetes magazine. And so I read a bit about it and found out a bit more about it. Because in those days, I didn't go to the clinic. I didn't test my blood either. That wasn't even told to me. So the first years, and I think